Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 20. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Founder Acharya of ISKCON.
Kritavan Kilakarma Ani Sahara Mena Keshavaha Atimartyani Bhagavan Gurha Kavatamanushaha. Today is the appearance day of Lord Balaram, Balarama Purnima. Today is the day of the full moon. So sometimes we hear this is called Balaram Jayanti. Actually, this is an incorrect term. The term Jayanti should only be applied to the appearance day of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are the original forms of the personality of Godhead. Today is also the appearance day of who else? Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Chandra, who very kindly agreed to appear here on this day. How many years ago? 5 years ago, and have been showering their mercy on the devotees. So we are devotees of Lord Rama. Here in this verse is the first mention of Balaram in the Bhagavatam in the 20th verse. Here he's called Rama, often in Bhagavat. Often the devotees, they call Balaram Rama, just for short. So we are devotees of Lord Ram. Sometimes people in India ask us, why do you always emphasize Krishna, not Rama? So what do we say to that? Well, I tell them that, I ask them, well, how many times a day do you chant the names of Lord Ram? See, we, in our Krishna conscious movement, all the devotees, we chant at least 5,000 times a day. If you chant 16 rounds, that's Rama comes in the Maha Mantra 4 times. So 4 times 108 times 16 is 4,900 and something. So we also chant in Kirtan. So at least 5,000 times a day we chant Ram, 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 Ram. So we're devotees of Lord Ram. Well, which Ram is this? That we're in Hari Rama. Hari Rama means who? There's Balaram, Parashuram, Ramchandra. So which Ram is it? Actually, Ram refers to the absolute truth, as described in the Padma Purana.
Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama padena so param brahma vidhiyate.
This means that the yogis, they take pleasure in the absolute truth, which is unlimited and is therefore called ananta. That is the actual truth of the eternal conscious position, eternal sentient position. In other words, the absolute truth is not a dull stone or an impersonal glob, but is a person, conscious. And the absolute truth is known as Ram. Ram means the reservoir of pleasure, all pleasure. Ram. So sometimes our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they have also identified this name of Ram with Krishna, because Krishna is also the reservoir of pleasure. Specifically, Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana means he who takes pleasure in Radharani, or who gives pleasure to Radharani. So anyway, Ram means all pleasure, the absolute truth.
Yeah.
But specifically, Balaram signifies this Rama, who is the elder brother of Krishna. One name of Balarama is Krishnagraja, means he was born before Krishna. So Balaram, here we have Saharamena Keshava. Keshava, Krishna, performs his pastimes with Balarama. They are both the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is that possible? They are the same person, but in two different forms, and actually in many, many different forms. There are many forms. The first form is Rama, Balarama. Where is that stated in scripture? Who knows that famous verse? Give us some water. Give Mataji some water. Who knows that verse? Is anyone going to tell us? Ramadi, what's the next word? Okay. Ramadi murtishu kala niyame natishtan nanavataramakarod bhuvaneshu kintu krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanyo govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami. So this states that there are many avatars or descending forms of the Supreme Lord, the first of whom is Ram, specifically Balarama. So Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. Now, how is it that he's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one person? It doesn't make any sense according to our silly little brains. But that's Krishna. He is Atimartya, means beyond the rules and regulations of this material world where everything is subject to death. He has his own way of doing things. He expands into different forms to relish different kinds of enjoyment, just like someone in this material world, in different times and different places and different circumstances. He dresses differently, associates with different people, and has a different mood, just like a manager in an office. In the office, he's dressed in a suit and tie. He's very grave and formal, and everyone calls him sir, and he concentrates on his business. But when he goes home, he may put on a pair of shorts and say to his wife, "Hello, darling," and maybe his wife will chastise him a little bit. "You're always coming home late from work." And he'll say, "All right, all right." And then the children will come and climb on his lap and put their hand in his head. And now at work, you can't do like that. If he says, "Hello, darling," to his secretary, she'll be shocked. And if she says, "Why are you always coming late to work?" Then she won't be his secretary anymore. So at home and in the office, he's different. Then he may go to the bar with his friends and slap them on the back and use all and make funny jokes, which he won't do in the office, or even very bad jokes, which he won't do at home. So to enjoy different moods, he dresses differently. In the bar also, he may dress in some different jeans and this and that. So he dresses differently and different mood and different friends to enjoy in different ways. So the Supreme Lord, he also wants to enjoy in different ways, even though he's the same person. Of course, he doesn't work in some miserable office, nor does he go to a bar. But he has his work also. He's taking the cows out, or he's maintaining the universe. For him, work is all play. That's why it's called Leela. Leela means his play. So to enjoy different moods, he takes different forms and performs different wonderful pastimes. Therefore, he takes different forms, such as Krishna, Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Matsya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita. So these are all the same person, but different moods, different associates, different friends, different forms, different pastimes. So Balaram, he is the same Supreme Lord, but he's also always associated with Krishna. And when Krishna comes as Ram, he comes as who? Yeah, then his name is Ramanuja, means the younger brother of Rama. And when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he comes as Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nitai, who is the son of Mother Yashoda, the darling of Mother Yashoda, becomes the son of Shachi Devi. And Balaram becomes Nitai, Nityananda. Yes. So these three forms of the personality of Godhead are particularly famous. Krishna, Rama, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because they have very elaborate pastimes, elaborate, variegated, many different pastimes. And they deliver many, many living beings back to Godhead. So in these principal forms of Godhead, Lord Ram is always present as the assistant of Lord Krishna in his different form. And this is the particular characteristic of Lord Rama, Balaram. He is the form of God who likes to serve Krishna. Lord Balaram, he relates with Krishna in three different rasas. Sometimes in Vatsalya ras, parental mode, because he's the older brother. Vatsalya, parental. He likes to protect Krishna. He's my younger brother. I have to look after him. So he's saying, "I have to look after Krishna." Yes. And Krishna is supremely powerfully independent, looking after everybody. So Balaram is also in Sakya Ras, means friendship. Balaram. His principal relationship with Krishna is in Sakya Ras, because they're always playing together, a couple of cowboys. So from the very beginning of their pastimes, as young infants, they were catching the tails of the calves and being dragged through the mud and enjoying that. And when they get older, little older, they devise all different kinds of ways to steal the butter of the neighboring gopis. Then they are out in the pasturing grounds together, looking after the young calves, and they would perform many variegated pastimes. Every day there were so many demons coming to attack Krishna especially. So mostly Krishna would kill them. Sometimes Balaram would also kill them. Who can think of some of the demons that Balaram killed? Dinakasura. Jivita, that's later, not in Vrindavan, but he also killed him. Kalambasura. So these are some of the demons killed by Balarama.
So his mood is very much one of service to Krishna. He takes pleasure in service to Krishna. He's also the Supreme Lord, so he's also the Supreme Enjoyer. So he also has his own set of gopis and his own rasa dance also. But principally he's in the mood of service to Krishna. And practically he is the personification of devotional service, because his expansion is ananta. Ananta means no end. So there is no end to the services that Ananta performs to Krishna. The whole spiritual world is an expansion of Balaram, Sankarshan, Ananta's potency. And Lord Balaram, Ananta, expands as Krishna's shoes, his couching place. Couch means sitting place. Krishna's one name is Bhujanga Shayanam. It means he rests on a body of a snake. So that snake is not any ordinary snake. That is Ananta Shesha. So Balaram also expands as the umbrella, his cane, and all the different paraphernalia that Krishna uses. And he's always glorifying Krishna. And although he glorifies Krishna with unlimited mouths, because he's unlimited, ananta, he never comes to the end of glorifying Krishna. Because just as Krishna has unlimited qualities, pastimes, forms, names, so Ananta has unlimited ability to glorify Krishna. So there's no end to Ananta's glorification of Krishna. And even though he's been glorifying Krishna since time immemorial with unlimited mouths, and he never repeats himself, still he has not come to the end of elaborating Krishna's glory. And never will he come to an end. So Balaram, this name, what does it mean? Bala means strength. And Ram means pleasure. So there are different Rams. This is the particular form of Ram who is particularly exhibits strength. All the forms of Ram exhibit strength. Ramachandra was the great Kshatriya king who killed the Rakshasa Ravana, who no one else could kill. And Parashuram was also Kshatriya who killed Brahmana, who took the role of a Kshatriya. Parashuram, who took the role of a Kshatriya and killed all the misbehaved Kshatriyas of the world 21 times over. But still, Balaram is famous as the particular form who exhibited great strength. Now, Balaram also means one who takes pleasure in his strength. Generally, anyone who has any ability, they take pleasure in that ability. Someone who is good at cooking, they like to cook. Someone who is good at singing, they like to sing. So one who is strong likes to use his strength. Even that Banasura, he got a benediction from Lord Shiva that he had 1,000 arms. So he couldn't find anyone suitable to fight. He wanted to fight with someone. So he used to go to the mountains and break them to pieces with his 1,000 arms. So he wanted to use his strength. So Balaram also takes pleasure in his strength. And sometimes he would exhibit that. Just like when he went to Hastinapur, where the Kuru dynasty had arrested Samba because he had kidnapped the daughter of Duryodhana, whose name was Lakshmana, at her Swayamvara ceremony. So the great heroes of the Kuru dynasty, it took six of them to arrest Samba. So Balaram came with some of the prominent members of the Yadu dynasty headed by Uddhava, and he presented a petition that you should let Samba go. But the members of the Kuru dynasty, they didn't want to. And in fact, they, as Kshatriyas are prone to do, they simply insulted the Yadus. So Balaram, he thought, now I'll show them. They think they're saying that the Yadus can only be kings because we let them. Well, it took six of them to arrest Samba, who's only a young boy. So I'm Balaram, by the way. Just to remind you, I happen to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I happen to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he got his plow. One of Balaram's names is Haladha, means he holds a plow. Halayudha, another name.
Halayudha, Kitaswarda.
So he got his plow, and with his plow, he put it in the earth and started dragging the whole city to make it fall in the Yamuna, make it over flooded by the Yamuna. So then all the members of the Kuru dynasty said, oh, sorry, we forgot your god. Actually, we just wanted to see your divine strength. And Balaram showed, they think I'm just I'm an ordinary person. I'm Balaram. Let me show them. So he takes pleasure in his strength. Now, it's interesting that Balaram was sent to negotiate this matter, because actually Balaram was inclined towards the Kauravas. Krishna was more siding with the Pandavas. And Balaram also liked the Pandavas, but he was actually quite favorable to the Kauravas. And he was known as a great well-wisher, actually, of Duryodhana.
One of the names of Balaram is Duryodhana Guru. He's the guru of Duryodhana. In what? How is he the guru? In club fighting. See, there are different kinds of guru. There are different kinds of guru. Just like Arjuna also became a guru of dancing. So there can be piano gurus. And now they have this word guru. Now they say in the Western world, management guru. Oh, Stephen Covey and company. How did his name get in this class? Okay. So Balaram was teaching Duryodhana how to fight with a club, which was eventually used against Bhima. So he was somewhat inclined towards the Kauravas. How can we understand this? That Krishna, he doesn't like the Kauravas. He's against them. Not that he hates them, but because they were against his devotees, he didn't like them. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stinapriha ye bhajanti tamam bhakta maite teshu chapiham. Krishna says, I envy no one. See, Krishna spoke this on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was inciting Arjuna to fight against Duryodhana's forces. But Krishna actually said, I don't hate anyone, I'm equal to everyone. But one who worships me, I'm more inclined to him. And implicit in this understanding is that anyone who goes against Krishna's devotee goes against Krishna. So Krishna wanted to see the Kauravas vanquished. But Balaram was neutral. In fact, if Krishna hadn't taken the side of the Pandavas, some thought he might have taken the side of the Kauravas. But anyway, Balaram at the time of fighting, he couldn't tolerate to be simply neutral. He was a kshatriya, but he became neutral and then he gave up. So that's also part of Krishna's lila. Even though Duryodhana was envious of the Pandavas, still he got the favor of Lord Balaram. So in this way, he also got some blessing. He also got some blessing. So Balaram means strong. That is why in the Bhagavatam, it is recommended that we should take strength from Balaram and in this way execute the orders of the spiritual master and make progress on the path back to Godhead. This is described in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam. Achyutya Bala. We should take shelter of Achyuta, Krishna, and Bala means Balaram. In the purport, Prabhupada explains that he has established the temple of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Balaram is giving strength. Who has visited Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan? Hands up. Who would like to visit? So everyone must visit. The temple president will be saying, oh no, how much we have to spend on air. Anyway, sometime in your life you should go. Just like the Muslims, they always try to go to Mecca. Do you have any Muslims in this country? Few. Very few. All right. So in the same way, our aspiration is at least once in our lifetime, we should visit Mayapur and Vrindavan. So if you visit Vrindavan, you can take darshan, you can see on the altar here, Krishna and Balaram. You can take darshan of Krishna and Balaram and pray to Balaram, please give me strength. Because without strength, we cannot progress in spiritual life. It's not easy to conquer Maya. Maya is very strong. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Krishna says that this Maya is very, very strong. Therefore, the Upanishads say, Nayam atna balena hina, that one cannot understand the self or become self-realized without strength. So there is one fool and rascal and demon by the name of Swami Vivekananda, who said that according to this, you have to be strong for spiritual life. Therefore, don't waste your time reading Bhagavad Gita. Play football and do sports, then you can become strong. But this doesn't mean that you have to become physically strong. Otherwise, the buffalo would have been self-realized. Buffalo bull. You can say bull. Have you seen bulls? They're living in the cities. You don't see them. You all seen bulls? They're very very strong and very, very angry, dangerous, very dangerous bulls. So, but it doesn't mean they're self-realized. You see some boxing champion. Oh, so many people that are doing exercises to get a big, strong body. But that means they're more in Maya. It doesn't mean they're self-realized because they're identifying with the body. They're thinking, I am this body. Let me make it strong. But that won't help you become self-realized. You can get all the exercise you need by dancing in kirtan. And that way you will get spiritual strength from Lord Balaram. We pray to Lord Balaram, please give us strength. Because Lord Balaram is the source of all strength. Spiritual strength. To remain strong and steady in Krishna consciousness. You have to be strong to conquer over Maya. Maya is always attracting us. People are surprised when we tell them our principles. No meat eating, no fish eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. How can you do that? Young people, how can you How can you overcome those desires? These are natural desires, we are told. But actually it's unnatural for the soul. But as long as we are in the material atmosphere, it seems very natural to indulge in material sense gratification, which is all useless. To use the senses not in Krishna's service means it's all useless. So how can we do it? Take shelter of Balaram. Pray to Balaram, who is the source of all spiritual strength and even all material strength. You see that all the planets are held by Ananta, who is an expansion of Balaram. And he is so powerful that he holds the whole universe on the hood. In the form of a snake, he holds the whole universe on the hood. But he's not even aware of it. He's not even conscious of it. Sometimes you see a picture of Atlas. It's in Greek mythology. Who's a...
Galuna, Atlantis, you
know? No, Atlantis?
Atlas.
It's a Greek mythological figure. He looks like a very strong man. He's bent over and holding the earth. You're saying Atlantis in your name.
Atlantis.
So he's very strong. He's bent over holding the whole earth. So imaginary depiction. Actually, not only the earth, but all the planets are held by Ananta. But he's not feeling any strain. Rather, all the planets, they are so light that he doesn't even notice them. Just like in your hair, if there is a mustard seed. You know, when you're cooking, you put mustard seeds in the ghee, in hot ghee. Who knows? Who does cooking? So they all pop, some of them pop up and one might land in your head. So then you don't know, it's just in your hair. It's so, you don't feel it. It's just there. Maybe when you comb your hair, some mustard seed comes out. That must be from the cooking. So in the same way, Ananta, he is so powerful, he holds all the universe. And just like a mustard seed, doesn't even know. So this is Balaram. Mr. Universe, stand aside. All these people are exercising to make their body very strong. In their next life, they can become a bull or a gorilla or an elephant by Lord Balaram's mercy. But we don't waste our time doing that. We take shelter of Balaram, who is the most powerful. There's no, you can't compete with him. You have some Mr. Universe contest. You know, they have this competition. You know, Miss World, Miss Universe? So they also have Mr. Universe. That madness didn't come here yet. In which the people who exercise and they have huge muscles. And they say, who is Mr. Universe? So, it looks very gross, actually. Balaram doesn't look like that. Balaram looks very beautiful. Not all this artificial muscles. Even the fingers are like this. They exercise so much. But Balaram looks very graceful and very beautiful. But he should not be misunderstood, because he is the source of all strength. So we should pray to Lord Balaram. Balaram, Baladeva, another name. Means the same thing. Baladeva means the form of God who is particularly strong. Deva means God. Another name for Balaram is Balabhadra. Generally in Orissa, where Jagannath is famous. So Jagannath is always with Subhadra and Balabhadra. So generally in Orissa, they call him Balabhadra. So Balabhadra means gentle. So Bala means strength. So Balaram is strong, but he's not a hooligan or a thug or a punk rocker. Unnecessarily violent. He's not a skinhead. He's gentle. He only uses his strength as required. He's not out of control. So there are many names of Lord Balaram. Another name is Nilamba. Have you heard this name? Nilamba? Nilamba Chakravarti is who? Acharya? Not really Acharya. He is the father of Shakti Mata, who is the mother of... Okay. So Nilamba is actually a name for Balaram. The name for Krishna is Pitamba. What does that mean? I guess you are. Ambara means clothing, dress. Pita means yellow. So you see, Krishna is always dressed in a yellow dhoti. So Nilamba is a name for Balaram, means he's dressed in a blue dhoti. So that's another name. Another important name for Balaram is Sankarshan, which means it almost means the same as Krishna, means all attractive. He attracts everything and everyone. Prabhupada explained that actually gravity, as the scientists conceive of, that doesn't really exist. Gravity. The scientists say that everything in the universe is held in place by gravity. But Prabhupada says that rather that everything is held in a place by the attractive potency of Sankarshan. Lord Balaram, by his strength, holds everything in place. It's not simply some impersonal energy. So Balaram has many names. Shvita Swarup means he has a white form. Actually, there is, just like there is Vishnu Sahasranam, thousand names of Lord Vishnu. So there's also Balarama Sahasranam. You'll find in Garga Sanghita, one Vedic text. Some names are very prominent, some names less so. Actually, we should translate that book and then, or print it, and then on this Balaram Purnima, we could all chant that. That would be very nice. Anyway, there are so many things to be done in the Krishna Conscious Movement. So many things. So let us pray to Lord Balaram to give us strength to go on in Krishna Consciousness and to spread Krishna Consciousness. We can't do anything to spread Krishna Consciousness. We're just trying to remain spiritually alive ourselves. But we have to pray to Lord Balaram to give us strength to fight against Maya. So in considering Lord Balaram, we have to consider Lord Nityananda, who is the manifestation of Lord Balaram, who is preaching Krishna consciousness. Another name for Balaram is Adi Guru, the original guru, because Krishna is the subject to be taught by any guru. So the original guru is Balaram, because he's the original expansion from Krishna. So Balaram teaches about Krishna, and guru means heavy or strong. It doesn't mean heavy means he eats all the Mahaprasada. Not physically heavy, but heavy in knowledge. And takes strength from Balaram, Nityananda. Jai Jai, Rohini Nandana, Balaram Nityananda. There's one song. We're praying to Nityananda. Who is Balaram? Rohini Nandana. Balaram's mother's name is Rohini. And his wife's name is? You don't have the Bhagavatam, ninth canto, in Litwa. No, Balaram, Revati. He has two wives. The other one is Varuni. So we're taking strength from Balaram, Nityananda. Nityananda is known as Avadhu because he is wild in love of Krishna. And he broadcasts Lord Chaitanya's glories. So if we want to get these blessings of Balaram, who wants to get the blessings of Balaram? Then we should. I was wondering why you didn't want to get the blessings of Balaram. We should preach Krishna consciousness. Balaram will give us strength. You want to stay in Krishna consciousness? Who wants to stay in Krishna consciousness? Go on preaching Krishna consciousness. And praying to Lord Balaram, he will give us strength. Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Jai Balaram ki jai. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Rama Rama Rameti. He has a strong voice. Okay, strength from Balaram. I have a weak voice. I need a microphone. I get strength from a microphone. Well, if you chant continuously, it all becomes the same thing anyway. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It all becomes the same thing anyway. So anyway, this is not very important. You either chant Hare Rama first or Hare Krishna first. Traditional followers of the Vedic system, they chant Hare Rama first. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna first. We chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada was asked this. He said, doesn't matter, doesn't it? Like Lord Chaitanya chanted Hare Krishna.
You see in the first count of Bhagavatam that Krishna, I can't remember exactly, but the word Krishna, if you tell once word Krishna, is the same as to tell three times.
Right, that's mentioned in Vishnu Sahasranam. It's mentioned in Vishnu Sahasranam that if you chant 1,000 names of Vishnu, that's equal to chanting one name of Ram. Then in Padma Purana, it is said that three times chanting the name of Ram is equal to chanting once Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's said that Ram Nam is Tarak. That means delivers you back to Godhead. And Krishna Nam is Parak. That means that gives you love of Krishna. So both things are necessary. Love of God, yeah.
Sometimes in Vrindavan we can see Balaram black.
Dauji temple. And sometimes we see Krishna white. Well, sometimes when Krishna thinks of Radharani, he becomes golden. So maybe when Balaram's thinking of Krishna, sometimes he becomes black and vice versa. It's my speculation. Balaram, he knows. If he wants, he can be black. He's God, after all. He's unlimited. Yeah, in Vrindavan, Balaram is called Dauji. That's their local dialect, Brijbhasha. So that means older brother, older brother. In Bengali, they say Dada. So Brijbhasha, Dauji. It's supposed to have the Abhishek. They're preparing.
So why do we not worship Balaram with his associates?
With his Shakti. Well, he can be. Generally, there's not that much worship of Balaram. Generally, there's worship of Radha Krishna. Because Balaram, he himself takes pleasure in serving Krishna. He's not the central point of worship. He's also worshiping Krishna. So there are not many Balaram temples. Usually he's worshipped alongside with Krishna. I haven't seen any temple actually where he's worshipped with his wives. There aren't many temples of Balaram actually. Mostly now Prabhupada is, of course there are many Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, these temples. But that is a specific pastime form of the Lord, relating to specific pastimes. Tivida. Yeah, there are so many different pastimes.
Gopis, his own gopis. There's no any more explanation
there. If there is, I haven't seen it. Yeah. There are many, many intricate points of Rasa Tattva, which some of them have been explained by our acharyas, but it's unlimited. Any story from Bhagavatam, you might just think it's some story, but there's so much depth. In the commentary, sometimes the acharyas explain some parts of it. There's so much in the Rasa Tattva. In even just one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent is encapsulated in that. Is inherent in that.
I could not catch
it. The secret to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is all in this one verse. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the last part of his appearance in this world simply relishing moods expanding from this one verse. But this actually just looks like another verse in Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he didn't even recite this verse so much. But the Vaishnava Acharyas, especially Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and later Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, explained it. They could understand that this verse, what is the special meaning of this? So deep, even one verse. Ahus chate nalina nava padara vinda yogeshwarai hridi vichintya agada bodham sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam Keham Jusham Api Nanasi Rudiyat Sadana, which the gopis say to Krishna at Kurukshetra, that my dear Lord, from whose navel comes the lotus, your lotus feet are meditated upon by great yogis who have great intelligence. Those lotus feet are the shelter for those fallen in the well of householder life. And even though we are entangled in household affairs, we pray that those lotus feet will be always manifest in our minds. So you can read this in our minds, actually. In our minds, not heart. There's a lot of difference here. A lot of difference between mind and heart. That is explained in the Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has explained this to some extent. Anya hridai man, mora man vrindavan, mane mane eka kori jani. Anyway, it goes on like this. He says that for other people, the mind and the heart are the same. But Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani says that my mind is Vrindavan. So it's a great explanation. This mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, was relishing these feelings day and night, especially at night. No, the heart for most people is the mind. It means the heart is the place where material desires arise. The gopis, they don't have material desires. So their mind is fully absorbed in Vrindavan. And they only want Krishna in Vrindavan. They don't want him in Kurukshetra. So this verse, actually it appears that the gopis are speaking very politely to Krishna. Politely. But actually, underneath the external meaning, they're chastising Krishna. Anyway, it's... So even one verse, you see. Here we have this, all these words. Ati Martyani. You can write hundreds of books explaining this one word. Martya. No, this one word. One word. Martya means subject to death. One means those who die. But Bhagavan, he is Atimartya, superhuman, beyond death. So even this one word you can explain so many ways. Kapatamanusha is another word here. Kapat, the normal meaning of this word is cheating, deception. So Krishna and Balaram appear to be like ordinary human beings, but they're not. This is their lila. Lila also means play, just like a drama. All the, just like this rasa tattva, this is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other books, Ujjvala Nila. But actually this rasa tattva is the most important consideration in the science of drama. In Sanskrit dramas, the whole point is not like some modern drama where they have some shooting and some car chase or something like that. But the main thing is the exchange of rasa. So Krishna's lila is like a drama. He appears to be like an ordinary person. That Kunti Devi also said. What is that verse? Nato natyadharo yata. That you appear like an actor on a stage. What is that? How does that begin? It must be in here. Nato natyadharo yata. Maya javani kachanam adhoks avyaya avyayam nalakshya se murha drisha nato natyadharo yata. She says that just Krishna is covered just like an actor on a stage. You can't recognize him because he's dressed in a different way. So those who are fools, they can't see Krishna. Even though he's present before them, they see him, but they don't recognize him. So they don't recognize that he's the Supreme Personality.
There was a story when Lord Chaitanya come into the mind. Came into the mood of.
Well, that's very briefly described that. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he was in his Navadvip Leela, sometimes he would take the mood of different avatars. So one time he came in the mood of Balaram and he called out for Varuni, bring me wine. So Nityananda, he's also Balaram, so he understood Lord Chaitanya's mood. And he brought some pots of Ganga water, which Lord Chaitanya drank, and then became intoxicated. And he became just like the form of Balaram, and all the devotees danced with him. He became Balaram with the plow, and all the devotees danced. Well, the thing is that, you see, every moment of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Ananta Shesh cannot fully describe even in millions of years. So the compilers of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, they wrote that we're just writing the stories briefly, because to write them fully is not possible. Yes. If you're disappointed, you want a longer story, well, just go there and join the pastimes yourself. Then you can see it in full. You have to become qualified.
She doesn't understand your answer. You mentioned that he could go himself.
Well, what are we doing here in this Krishna conscious movement? What's the aim? Back to Godhead. What do you think you do when you go back to Godhead? You sit on a cloud and play a harp. You know this idea? Do you know that? From Christianity. There's more to it than that. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Same thing we're doing here, you do there. But there in full self-realization. No more spacing out. It's an important word in ISKCON. In every language, even the Chinese devotees, you can hear. Hang, hang, hang down, space out, don't know. Quite likely, it's ISKCON. ISKCON language, ISKCON-ish. Actually, it's hippie slang. Space out, far out. It's all hippie. So we have the Abhishek for Lord Balaram. Gornitai, yeah.